Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Boomer Bunker Prime Time. It's time to do it live on episode 189. Bored with the news cycle, I am Boomer Bob and the other two people on the show, John Domingo and the Duchess.
Good evening.
Well, the big news of the day is we've got a Duchess cartoon.
Oh my God. I wish I looked that good. That's fantastic.
Crom Thews is the name of the guy we met during
He's
Discord.
A miracle worker.
And
yeah, he's at Crom Twos, like Tom Cruise, just juxtapose the letters. Crom Twos right. On Twitter. Or X.
And yeah. Sluggerwater said, wow, look at that Duchess. Schwing.
That's my goal.
Mike says, look at that cartoon art. Big forky tits.
Thanks, John.
Hey, I said to him, I said, listen, make sure she has bigger tits than me. That's all I wanted.
I put some lube on him on his knees.
Yeah, so so we finally got a cartoon of Duchess so we can use in the artwork. I'm very happy about it. I think it turned out when I first saw it, I said, oh my God, this is amazing. So I sent it to Duchess because last time I sent him over to her, she was like, oh, she dropped her phone.
All right, the folks who've seen it, it was a little unflattering. I mean, he tried. It was very sweet.
Over on Rumble, Wiley Wending would. Wendigo says, my rogue, what big eyes you got?
Yeah, see? So, yeah.
I will say the attention to detail because he got my necklace in and it says Duchess on the belt. So I kind of dig that.
I think it kind of caught your essence, to be quite honest with you. No?
I appreciate it. Well, you know what's crazy? I like it. It's
he does that shit on his phone.
Oh, my God. Really?
No.
Yes. Yes, he does that on his phone.
Are you kidding me? He's amazing.
He is awesome.
He really is amazing. Before we got here, before we came on, we were having a discussion. And I'm going to open it up to the chat. I'm going to say, okay, what do you think? Who, you know, what would you do? So here it is. If you had to sit on one of these chairs and eat what was on the other chair, what chair would you sit on? Would you sit on the chair with the dick and eat the cake? Or would you sit on the chair with the cake and eat the dick?
Well, how edible is the dick? Like, does it go away with each bite, or do you just have to work on it until it throws up?
I honestly think, yeah, I think you got to stay until it finishes, and then you can't, you know, don't be a spitters aren't quit, or was it spitters or quitters?
Spitters aren't quitters.
Yeah, so I think you got to take the load. I think you got to take the load. Me, I'm sitting on the dick and eating the cake.
Yeah,
because I love me
some
cake.
I think I'm with you. Yeah, I'll just pretend it's my doctor.
All right, just spit on your hand and rub it around.
Their
and
fist,
just...
not my doctor's dick. That's I'll never
just
happened.
Say, yeah, all you got to do is get the tip in. That's all. And I think you're okay. I don't know. What do you think,
just
Chet?
Just like hover? Does it have to be like ass cheeks against muscles, the chair? You
know? Yeah, you just got to get over it a little bit. I only want a piece of cake or two.
I mean, the dick for a chick isn't so bad. It's the guys that have to really ponder this one out.
I feel what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take and put it between my, like, kind of do between my thighs, you know, just rub it against the boys. It doesn't say you have to,
it doesn't say you have to insert it.
Yes.
Very, very
right.
Those are not specific enough details. I mean, you could literally just sit on it, I suppose.
You can make a video of it and upload it to YouTube, you know, dick or dildo, as they do.
Sparky Tusa says, sit on the dick, but wear Kevlar motorcycle jeans so the dick does not penetrate. There you go. Always thinking, Sparky.
That's a lot of money.
Always thinking. That's what I like about Sparky. So I got a little rant today, if you don't mind, if you'll indulge me.
We
all know that I hate going into supermarkets. I just, the thought of, I haven't been in a supermarket in years. I used to have my groceries delivered, but now I just go to the outside. I pick them up. It's not a big deal. I order them online. I go, I pick them up, I bring them in. So where I go, they have a spot is just 8 spots. No, 10 spots. 5 on one side, 5 on the other for pickup. These lazy motherfuckers will park there because they can park there because they're open and they're near the front of the store. But they can't park in the handicap. Usually they're Smurfs. And what they'll do is they'll park there, they'll get out, and they'll waddle into the store, and they'll do their business, and then they'll waddle back out. So today I went to go pick up groceries, and I pull up there, and there's not a spot, and there's not a person in the fucking car.
Oh.
And I'm like, you pieces of shit. So, of course, I wait until someone comes out and gets in the car. And I said, hey, I don't know if you can read or not, but that right there is for people to pick up your groceries, not just to willy-nilly get yourself a closer parking spot. So, of course, she said, you just mind your business, your BI business. I swear to God. Yeah, kind of, sort of. Kind of, sort of.
Damn, the smoke alarm in your car is going off.
I felt like doing it. Honest to God, I felt, you know what I really wanted to do? I wanted to go, goddamn cameras. Like back in the day, what I would do, I used to have those side cutter pliers, and I would just get out of the car, walk over, bend down, and cut off 3 valve stems.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the car tires would go down. They can't change. It's only got one. So now they got to have the car towed. Yep. That's the stuff. That's what I want to do. Sparky 2 says all 8 spots filled up and no one in the car. I would park behind them and make them wait until I was all loaded up. Ooh.
Yeah.
Just park up at the door and tell them, you know, when you check in, you're checking in on the app, right? Like when you pull up.
Yeah, you check in. I couldn't check in on the
number,
app.
It asks you what number spots you're in and all that.
Right.
Yeah. And so there's no like message area where
can't
you can leave them a note. Like,
you can call though. You can.
I guess I could. I could text them.
Blue Mustang or whatever.
Yeah.
I would just say, hey, listen, there's a bunch of filthy Smurfs parking in the parking spots and not going inside, you know, like the Smurfs that they are.
You must have went on a EBT re-up day.
What's today?
It's mid-month.
It's mid-month. Does it? Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, all that shit happens, I think, once a week. They, you know.
Oh, I got to tell you. It's monthly. Oh.
Well, no, but not for everybody. Like, everybody doesn't get it on the same day. So.
Oh.
Sparky.
Sparky.
Just entitled Smurfs.
Sparky.
So, all right.
You turned into Gargamel.
I turned into Gargamel.
Tried to go Smurf stomping.
Just wanted to do some Smurf stomping.
Sugar water just changed the mood.
Jets.
J-E-T-S.
Jets.
Are they playing tonight or something?
No, the Jets beat the Eagles.
Oh, I didn't watch football.
You didn't watch football?
The only games we get here are games that I don't give a fuck about anyway. Usually the Titans, because they're 2 hours to our north, and the Falcons, which are 4 hours to my south, and I could give a fuck about either of them.
Well, it was the 4 o'clock game, so it's usually the game of the week. So anyhow, the Eagles played the Jets. And I got to tell you, I was a little nervous about this game the whole time because everybody's like, oh, yeah, they're going to kill the Jets. And whenever they say that shit, we do something. God damn it if Jalen Hurst didn't throw 3 interceptions.
Unbelievable.
Swift fumbled the ball. So here it is. It's 14-12.
Taylor Swift fumbled the ball?
Fumbled the ball, yeah.
That bitch.
I heard she's pretty good at ball handling. So
yeah.
I think it's the wrong Swift.
just not footballs. So we got like it's under the 2-minute warning. All we have to do is drive down. Kick. If we don't make, if we can't make a first down, just kick the ball down. The defense was doing a great job. The Jets could not move the ball. Don't Jalen Hurts take and throw a fucking interception? The guy runs it down to the 6, and they let him score. And then, you know, we couldn't get anything going. It was just horrible. They played like shit. They didn't go. They didn't stick with the run. Just was a horrible. I mean, all except for the defense.
It was sloppy.
The defense played great. Out of all the turnovers, they only scored 3 points except for the one where the interception, they just let them score so they had more time. They didn't try to stop them. They just let them score so they could go and try to get the ball back and win the game. It was terrible. The whole thing was terrible. Terrible, 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 which ruins my Mondays.
Yes. It was an interest. I was surprised at that game. because I thought that they would have had that easy. That's like a hands down kind of game. But I will say, I mean, the Eagles were sleeping a bit and the Jets stepped up. I could not believe what I was watching.
Stop it. They did not step up. The Eagles just played like shit. What happened.
Okay.
I mean, they had the ball. How many short fields did they have? They couldn't score. They couldn't score a touchdown. The only touchdown they scored was the one the Eagles let them score. Everything else was field goals.
And they won.
How dare you?
Well, I will say it was very quiet in my feed last night after they lost. And I have like 4 Jets fans that I'm friends with. They're like, it's so quiet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now here they come. They come out of the woodwork now like the cockroaches. That
they're... Well, you know, they're Jets fans.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's like a Mets fan.
That's okay. Yeah, it's fine. I got my Phillies hat on today.
5-1. So
I got my Phillies hat on today because they're playing the Arizona Diamondbacks first game of the National League.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Eagles stepped down.
Jets stepped up. There you go.
Smart fine. Man, Sparky.
Can't. Ugh. But see, here's the problem. So now what did you do if you listen to Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio? Now you get all the geniuses. The geniuses are out there now. And they're going to tell you everything that's wrong with the team and everything. Ugh, I hate them all. I want to just punch. I want to take my finger and stick it 2 knuckle deeps in their eye sockets. What I want to do.
I mean, whatever happened to, you know, sometimes you just don't have a good game.
Hey, even the Niners lost. So, I mean, at least they went out with the Niners.
Oh, my God. The Niners. The Niners.
Didn't they lose to Dallas?
No, they lost to the Browns.
Oh, see, I'm not even paying attention.
They bring it down. All they have to do is kick a field goal. They kick a field goal, they win. What was that, a 40-yarder?
It was. I know. I couldn't believe he missed it.
40-yarder, he pushes it right. And I mean, when I tell you this
like he turned
much,
he his body. He was like, aimed the complete wrong way. I was like,
I could, yeah.
Now, let me tell you, I cannot root for Cleveland because that's my division. So it's Steelers, Ravens, Bengals and the Browns. So I cannot root for any of them but the Steelers. But I have to tell you, the Browns, it was a ridiculously fun game to watch because I just couldn't get past the fact they were going to beat freaking Niners.
Bud Vulgar 78 says it's Taylor Swift's curse. Taylor Kelce could have gone to the Jets game, but no. Whatever.
Could have. They told her to stay away.
I might have told this story. I don't know where I say things and when I don't say things, but Taylor Swift's people, her public relation people, are the same ones of the NFL. So they're thinking this is a kind of a situationship between her and Kelce.
Well, Swelsey.
It's to sell
Swelsey.
Shit. It's, Swelsey. Yeah, it's just publicity, man. Although I seen something earlier today online, something about they were seen holding hands or something. Like, who fucking cares?
You can't get away from it. That's the problem. It's like, I can't go on social without seeing it.
They can't fart without somebody knowing what it smells like. I mean, that's how far up their ass the paparazzi is. So they went out, Taylor and Travis. So they go out and... The bodyguard's going to open up the door, and Travis moves the bodyguard out of the way and says, I got it. Opens the door, grabs her hand, gets her out. Like a real pay the fuck attention to what he's doing. He's holding her hand with both hands. I mean, let me tell you something.
He is smitten.
He's impressive. Yeah. Dean says, they look like Forrest Gump and Jenny.
Was a picture where they kind of did.
I guess.
So she's worth $740 million. Yeah, I would have carried her on my back.
Yeah. Well, your feet don't even need to touch the ground, m'lady.
We did this the other night.
Walk on me.
We asked how much he was worth, and he's worth over $100 million, I think.
Yeah, but she's 7 times.
I understand that. But after $100 million, what are we talking about here?
It's like,
in other words, she could lose all her money and still live on his
worth.
Money.
He's worth 30.
No, he's not.
It says it right here. Hang on. As of October 8th, 2023.
Sparky says he doesn't want a song written about him.
Hang on.
This one's nice.
Alexa.
They're cute.
How much is Travis Kelce worth?
$8. Travis Kelce is worth an estimated $40 million U.S. dollars.
All right.
I was wrong. It's 30, season, but it says he's going to make.
His base salary was $14,801,667 U.S. dollars,
with a dead cap of 19 6.1.
I apologize, right. Bob. I could have sworn I heard that he was like worth over 100 million. All right, but still, that's nothing to sneeze about. $40 million, still nothing to sneeze about.
No. I mean, that's some, you know, FU money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know was it Wednesday night, there was a drawing for the Powerball, I guess, was it $1.7 billion or something?
$1.7 billion. One person in California hit it.
Yep.
God.
What do you do with that? So let's say they take the cash out.
You vanish.
The cash out is usually a little bit over half, like 60%. So 60% of 1.7, you're talking about at least $1 billion. And then tax on that. You're talking 500 million, 500, 600 million. That's almost Taylor Swift money.
And you wouldn't have to work that hard.
Almost.
Yeah.
You'd have to lose all your friends. You'd have to move away. You'd have to hire security. It's a prison.
It would be prison. I mean, you'd have to have several money people to watch each other because they're shifty fuckers.
Sparky wants me to ask. All right, here we go. Alexa, how much is Taylor Swift worth?
Taylor Swift is worth an estimated $800 million. Her annual base salary is $150 million.
Her annual salary is $150 million.
Yeah, so that Powerball, if you want it, the payout's $1.04 billion.
$1.04 million, and then you figure the taxes.
With billion with a
billion. With a B. So you figure 40% of that is $600 million.
No, that's the payout. Well, yeah, I guess.
Right,
no,
you got to pay taxes.
They take the taxes off the top. No, because they take the taxes off the top.
I think they take some and then you have to pay the rest. In Canada, they don't take any taxes out of the lottery money. You get the whole thing. You get the whole shooting match.
Yeah, no, they just take it out of your bank account.
You live in Canada, though.
You just don't give any money to some striking truckers. They'll take it all, bitches. We take it all.
I don't know. I think I would not mind trying that prison of solitude for a little while. But yeah, but you can afford to do things. You can. It gives you a lifestyle that's unimaginable, I would think, if you are smart about it.
Mm. All right. I'd like to try a new segment of the show. We call this Cooking with Smurfs. Anyone?
Oh. Didn't we do this last week?
What do we have?
It's steaming.
No. You know, I can fix that for you.
Just to be safe.
All right.
Do not.
I'm not doing that.
Bob's not doing that.
This is not enhanced.
I need you to make breakfast.
Is this kind of all bad? I'm gonna.
You gonna get hot sauce?
For reference, that was mine.
Yeah.
Out. That's a
we almost have to link that bad. Separately. Like, yeah. It's, yeah, well, it's not, you can't even explain that.
I used to live with a parrot that sometimes would be out, you know, free. And anytime we would fire up the stove or deep fryer or anything of that sort, we would make sure to put her away. Oh. That's dangerous. Oh. They'll fly right for it and be like, hell yeah, I want some of that. But they don't get it hot.
You know? I saw this thing where it was a lobster and it was crawling up a wok. And it saw what it thought was liquid and water, so I wanted to go into, and it went, slid down the walk, and just,
oh no,
crisped up.
Poor thing. Oh, if you're in a walk, it's not a. That's not. Was it have water? It wasn't water. It was oil,
it was
right?
Oil, yeah, it was oil.
Oh, that's not a fast death. At least if you drop it in oil and water, it might die faster. Oh.
Bad news for Three's Company fans. Suzanne Somers loses her battle with cancer.
Another one down.
What kind of cancer did she have? I didn't.
Breast cancer.
Breast cancer. Oh. Didn't she get her big fucking tits chopped off a while ago, from what I understand?
She may have, but that doesn't mean we still don't have it.
I know she was married for a long, long time, which was good, which was cool.
You know, she's had cancer that kind for 23 years. She had it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hell of a fight. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's horrible.
Yeah. She's married to the same guy. There she is. There's Chrissy.
She's cute. Mm-hmm. She's
cute. She was cute. She was married to her husband. 46 years she was married.
Budvoger says, if only they made a breastmaster to go along with the thigh master.
Susan Somers no more. Susan Somers no more. Neither's Jack Tripper. The only one left.
Oh, dear.
Susan Somers no more.
Susan Somers no more.
Yeah, poor thing. Jack Ritter died. Joyce. Barney Fife.
Ritter. Oh, Mr. Roper.
Roper's dead. They're all dead except for Joyce DeWitt. Oof. And I'll tell you what, isn't
goodness. When you're still dying your hair, that's rough.
Yeah, you know that's dyed. Definitely dyed. It's like,
are you sure that's not Larry?
Might be Larry. She asked for a raise back in the day of $30,000 an episode, and they told her, "Who do you think you are?" Meaning Jack Ritter.
John Ritter.
Jack Tripper was his name.
Jack Tripper on the show.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
He was a Jack Tripper.
He was a Mo, wasn't he?
Jack Tripper?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. He has a son. He's got a son that's an actor now.
Looks a lot like him, by the way. What's a Mo?
Jason?
What do you mean by a Mo? Oh, dear. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, I had a tickle.
Gotcha. Okay.
Joyce DeWitt will become a bona fide star with her role. Oh, wait a minute. Became a bona fide star.
She's getting all the
proceeds. Yeah. She's 74. She got her big break. 77. 1977. I was 14 years old. When she was booked as Janet Wood, I guess.
Well, now it's, so is it One's Company?
It's pretty much.
Are they going to do like a spinoff and call it Solitaire?
Oh.
I need new friends. All my friends have died.
All my friends are dead.
Come and watch our show.
Come and watch our show.
I ain't got no friends.
I ain't got no friends. Oh. They all fucking died. Now I'm all by myself.
I got to see. It says, what is this? Why would this be on here? I'm going to try to play this and see if this has anything.
It's going
to
be an ad.
You think so?
Let's start with an ad.
Nope.
What
are you going to do? You go.
I'm going to move to Hollywood and be a star.
The music you need?
Is that her?
No. It can't be.
There it
Joyce
is.
DeWitt. Yeah. She's probably just in the video.
Actually, she looks better with the white hair.
All I ever wanted in life was to run the road, chase the lights, we drink and stay high as kites. Old back roads, country nights, we dream about city life, leaving that old holler behind.
Wow. She does look better with white hair.
That's not a top 10.
Who was the lady that used to do the cigar Tipperello commercials that had the like white hair kind of pixie cut? What was her name? Anybody remember that one by chance? I can't think of the name of her. It wasn't.
What was it?
Morgan name? Fairchild. It was the
Tipperello commercial. Tipperello. I'm trying to look it up. Edie Adams? No.
Mm-mm. Older.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't.
There's remember. So much. Tammy Grimes?
No, it was, she had white hair and it was in a pixie cut. Now I'm really, it's driving me crazy.
Mm.
I can't do all this at the same time because, you know me.
Hang on, I'm looking.
I get lost. But yeah,
is it Edie Adams?
That's what
I'm going to have to try to bring it up. Hang on a second.
Let me see. Muriel Cigar goes Edie Adams. Yep.
Hmm. Let me see if I can find, just see what happens here.
Was it Cigar Girl? Was that Monica Lewinsky?
That's right. Yes. Edie Adams
Wow, Cigar was it Edie Girl. Adam? Wow.
Hmm. I wish one of us would have said that. All right.
There you go, Budvugger going down memory lane. And Jillian. Woo!
And Jillian.
There's a name I hadn't heard in a while.
Yeah. I don't see. I'm looking at images and stuff. I actually see anything.
Back in the like mid-2000s, I had to paint a new house for a guy down in Melbourne, Florida. He was the Marlboro man in the 60s.
Oh, that's
right. In the 60s and like 70s. Yeah, he was a mo. Total
he was?
Mo. Oh. Yeah, I had to go in there. He was like moving in the place and we weren't completely done with it. So I'm in there doing work. He's walking around in like a total banana hammock. And this dude was like 65, 70 easily.
And he had cancer of the throat and he had the cancer kazoo?
No, he didn't smoke.
Oh, he didn't smoke?
And his boyfriend was, about his age too, but wasn't quite as outgoing with his attire with others in the house.
Look, I know it's supposed to be okay. Mm-hmm.
I think I found her, John.
Okay.
I'm going to send you her. I'm going to send you the picture of her and I'm going to send you a Discord message. Oh, I'll put it in the bunker thing. I'm trying.
It's in the bunker private one?
Wait, hang on. Shit, where'd it go?
We are doing stuff on the fly.
So Wiley Wendigo says Tammy Grimes did voiceovers on CBS Radio.
That's not her.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not her. And she's cute. She kind of looks like Princess Di with big fucking tits.
It's the hair, yeah. All right, that's all I got.
Hang on, I'll bring it up so everybody else can see it.
There you go.
God damn, Bob, that music's so loud!
it's, dude, I've got the volume fader like on like two from the bottom.
It just makes him crazy.
Am I lying?
No, you have us. You have me too loud or something.
I'm sorry. I
like in your own ear.
That's fine. I just I'm gonna try to bring
share,
it up
share
real
boobalicious
quick.
Girl. There you go.
Boobalicious.
Phyllis Diller. No it's sugar water.
Phyllis not Diller.
Who was pretty when she was younger?
God damn,
Phyllis
she was
Diller.
She looked like,
when she was younger. She? Yeah.
Yeah, I only saw the older version of her.
She uglied herself up.
Yeah, she did.
Like the cocaine.
This is the one that Duchess sent me. Cute. She's cute. Like that.
That looks like a painting, like a drawing.
I'd like to. Never mind.
What is it? So that? So that's a cigar.
Hang on to her fiddle.
So. Yeah, I'd like to have her tune her fiddle.
I don't think they make those anymore. Those Tipperillos. I don't think they make those anymore.
Diddle her fiddle. Hold on. Write that down.
There's the episode title. Diddle her fiddle.
Her fiddle.
Yay, I came up with the title.
Somebody write that down.
Play with her G-string.
Yeah.
Wank.
So Halloween's coming up. And so everybody is out. Women love Halloween. They love getting made up for Halloween. They love decorating for Halloween.
I don't know why.
I'm not 100% sure why either, but they love it.
Wait, just women in general?
I think so. And the reason I say that is because, you know me, I play a lot of poker VR. And in there, they have these things, decorations and stuff, that you little trinkets and stuff. And all the women, when they sit down at the poker table, they've got this tombstone that a ghost goes around. And they got their witch hats on and all this other stuff. So let's see if this plays. Please not have a commercial.
Oh, you brought it up on yours. I've got it on mine. Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, I know you're celebrating Halloween and all that stuff. You just got diagnosed with cancer the other day.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the scene is just kind of scary. You might think maybe at least the gas get out. So you just, you know.
Oh, I just try, even thinking of that.
You know, I'm just trying to redirect it to different thoughts, you know, not thinking about it.
Oh.
But, and I don't know if you can even see this, but I just don't want you to concentrate on it. You know what I'm saying?
So,
good standing by.
Kill it. So, the
that
neighbor,
standing by.
So a member of the next door household was diagnosed with lung cancer. And they went next door because the woman who lived there had a Halloween decoration in the yard. It was a like a small casket.
I know that's where I'm going, but I don't want to go there right now. Could someone please get that casket off there? It'd make me very uncomfortable.
It's not like they put it on her lawn. Stop.
This is my cancer kazoo voice. This will be 5 in 10 years.
Stop.
5.
4.
I'm
hoping for 5. I can name that tune in 5 years.
Yeah, it's mind your own business. You know, if you're that concerned about your wife or whomever was diagnosed, why don't you focus on them?
How about this?
Not worry about your neighbors.
Your yard has leaves on it, and my wife left me.
My wife's gone forever.
You need to clean them up. Clean them up, because it constantly reminds me of her leaving me.
Oh, there you go. Ba-dum-bum.
And again, the fact that you own a house now.
Can you please sell your house because my wife left me?
That's not fair. That's right.
Not fair.
She made me sell ours.
Bugger. Okay, so Bud Bugger says they should dress up as packs of cigarettes and trick or treat there.
Fuck that. I would have put a damn smoke machine in the fucking casket.
Trick or treat.
He says, John sounds like the vet on South Park. Is that, do they have a cancer gazoo? Is that the guy he can't?
I haven't listened to South Park in forever.
So where they put that thing against their throat. Sound,
yeah. So yeah. Is that Ned? Ned that has that in there in the chat, anybody? I think it's Ned that had the trach thing.
Yeah, the old army guy, he says.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So again, all this shit that's going on in Israel and Hamas and the West Bank, the stories that are coming out of there are still horrific. There's a story I want to bring up here right now. This guy has got to be the badasses of the badass. He's 62 years old. He was part of the IDF. He's retired. When all this shit went down, he lives in Tel Aviv. His son and his son's wife and his grandkids live near the border of Gaza. And they had come into the what do they call that over there? Kibbutz or whatever they call them.
Right.
Their area. And this is how bad it is over there. They actually have rooms that are like safe rooms that can take a direct hit from one of those rockets and sustain it. So what they did was when they heard all the shooting and all, they ran in there, they shut the doors. The windows are bulletproof. He called his father and he says, they're shooting here. His father says, I'm on my way. So he lives in Tel Aviv, got in his car and that with just a handgun. And he went to go to where his kids were. In the middle of all this, he stopped, killed terrorists, helped wounded soldiers, and just kept on going. He finally got there to the kibbutz, whatever they're called. I forget.
Kibbutz.
Horrible. Kibbutz.
God bless you.
Underinformed. See, right there. Underinformed. So he shows up. So let me just here he's telling his story. They say he's the modern day Liam Neeson. This is actually a badass guy.
We started to go apartment by apartment, house by house, and search for terrorists. There were bodies of terrorists in the kibbutz.
Kibbutz!
The paratroopers killed another 6 terrorists. And when I came to the area of my son's house, there were at least 5 bodies of terrorists and Israeli soldier, brave Israeli soldier, killed in this region.
What gave you hope that your son and his family would still be alive?
Amir told me, because I told him, you have to be quiet. You have to be locked. Trust me, I will come. And he knew that I will come. This is my profession. Nobody can stop me.
Oh, my God.
And when I came to their apartment, I knock on the window. the armor window of this security room, and I said, Amir, it's father. It's me, Noam. You can open. So we started to...
So, yeah. It's, you know, the stories that are coming out of there are horrific. Now, I got to say that I've been really kind of looking into the history of all that is going on over there. And I'm sorry, but if you're on the side of Hamas, you people are fucking idiots. And you just, and you know what? You would never, ever, ever support something like that in this area. I see these people in Chicago and New York. I think, did New York outlaw it? Or was it some city outlawed? You're not allowed to have France. A pro.
France did. France I don't did. Know okay. if they did in America, but France was like, we're not having it.
I don't think you can because of the Constitution. You know, the problem with the Constitution.
Pesky Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it cuts both ways sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
Wiley Wendingo says, good dad right there. Damn straight. Damn straight.
That guy is amazing.
They should make a document. They should make a movie about this guy. Because he's driving and his wife's in the car and they're going to get the son and they're going to get the grandkids. And, you know, that there's terrorists on the street and the Israelis soldiers are fighting with these terrorists. This guy stops the car, gets out, shoots them, then picks up the weapons of the dead terrorists. Now he's got like a semi-automatic. He's got that. Now he's got, now he's strapped. He's going down.
Like Jason Bourne. Like he's just picking shit up as he goes and getting more. It was that was an amazing story to read.
They find some wounded Israeli soldiers. His wife, they put him in the car. His wife takes him to the hospital. He gets in another car or something else and then keeps driving and is fighting the whole way. It's insane. And, but I mean, Israel's doing everything they can not to kill innocent Palestinians. And these pieces of human garbage, these Hamas fighters, terrorists—they are—they won't let them out. They've taken trucks and blocked the road so they can't go south. Hamas has blocked their own people. They want them to die. The people from Hamas—they just want—they want everybody to die because they feel that the death is better than life.
Well, they want them to be collateral damage.
Okay,
yeah. So they have a reason to bitch.
Right. They want to martyr them. All right. So this makes Israel and the United States look bad. But I don't think this time. I don't think it's going to work. They've done this before. It's not going to work this time. There's too many. The news is on this. And I don't see it where.
News is wavering a bit. As
really?
They do, as
how do
they
you waver? Think. How do well, you waver when they shoot and kill children and kidnap kids and use them as human shields?
Because they're leaning to sharing more, a lot of information about Hamas and how people are pro-Palestine, and they're giving them quite a bit of, it seems, a lot of airtime. So
I they're suppose it's, leveling it sells these buildings. It sells, but, they're leveling these buildings that have the entrances to the tunnels. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to go in there, and they're going. I just say what you do is you just go in there with a bunch of pumps, and you just throw the hose into the Mediterranean. And you just pump those things through water. You just pump those things full of water, and they just come floating out. They'll just come floating to the top.
Problem is, I think there's hostages in there. That's. I don't know if Israel.
You can't
do that. Well, it's Israeli hostages. It could be American hostages in there as well. So
there's 500 Americans that were in the Gaza Strip. They want to get out. Hamas says, "Okay, we'll let you out. Just go south to Egypt." And then Egypt says, no, we're not going to let you out unless you let humanitarian aid come in. And they're saying no.
Nope.
So you got 500 Americans stuck in there. This is a bunch of shit.
Yeah. All right. So some of the comments here. And this story came from Bud Bugger. So thank you. It says he shaves his head to make him more aerodynamic when he fights. Sparky says he's a modern day Arnold Schwarzenegger. Don't judge the spelling. Kick has no autocorrect. And Budbugger also says rumor has it he turned water into wine. And he sounds really super cool, and I need to meet him just for that.
Yeah. I have this one here. It's like if you're basically a Democrat, this is you.
One, two, three. I didn't
describe that for the audience.
I couldn't see it.
Okay, you couldn't see that?
It's not very big.
I have to make the screen bigger. So.
Oh, I see what you're saying because it's.
It's small. Oh. So you want to describe that scene for any?
Okay, so here, there's a guy. He's got a cinder block. He's laying on the floor. He's got a cinder block. He's got a piece of plywood, and then on top of the plywood is a cinder block. He's got a face mask. Shield. Face shield. And they're going to break this cinder block with a sledgehammer.
And they miss.
They miss and hit him right in the balls.
With it.
One, two, three.
That was a mauling axe, too. That was like a mauling axe, and they used the blunt
horrifying.
End of that axe.
Yeah, we have some more. Here's a lady. She's swinging it. Looks like a ring of cheese on a stick.
Yeah. Oh no!
Oh.
Basically, men getting smashed in the balls.
All right.
Oh no!
You ready?
How does he land, folks? Let's guess.
On the handlebar. Oh no!
Oh no!
I'm gonna do a kegel.
Yeah, no.
I think those things popped.
I'm like that too. The other day on TV, they were playing like slip and fall videos, and it was people walking off of their front porch and going down the steps and slipping on ice and breaking their back in half. And then every time they'd fall, I would flex down there, like my butthole would just clench it. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I cringe with them. I understand that.
But can we change this? I don't want to watch this anymore. It hurts.
It's really terrible.
Where is the one? I wanted to get into the one you sent me. Where is it? I can't find it.
Janet.
Yeah, the Janet Yellen one. I thought I had
got the article. But
I have the article too, but the video is so much better. Where's the Janet Yellen video? Hang on.
The article will briefly tell you what to look for in the video. But yeah, that's cool.
There she is.
What this all means.
I'll shut up for a second. Let me get this back up here, folks. All right. So here we go. So this is someone interviewing Janet Yellen.
Yellen, our Treasury Secretary.
And here we go.
What this all means. Paul Tudor Jones, the famed investor, was on CNBC this week, and he said, "This is the most threatening and challenging geopolitical environment that I've ever seen. At the same time, the U.S. is in its weakest fiscal position since World War II, with debt to GDP at 122%. Can America, can the West afford another war at this time?"
I think the answer is absolutely. America can certainly afford to stand with Israel and to support Israel's military needs.
And
we also can and must support Ukraine in its struggle against Russia.
Right.
And look, the American economy is doing extremely well.
For who?
Where does she live in? What planet?
Well, Bob actually had a thing in Discord today that he was ranting and raving about where all the congressmen are putting their money. Bob?
It's not a topic I brought to the show, but I mean, yeah, I got it from Wobbly's Discord. Joe had posted that stuff, and I thought it was interesting. And it was just kind of all of the elected, leaders, both state and, federal, that their investments. And I don't have it here sitting in front of me.
You don't have to bring it. We don't need graphics. If you could just explain what it was about, that would be fantastic.
Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to do, but it, now it wants to do updates. So
I thought maybe you could just use your words. Or didn't maybe I could explain what you were explaining.
It was all of, like I said, the elected officials that have that are going to make money off of a war, any war, but primarily the one Israel's in. right now. This thing. Yes, there are elements regarding the terrorism and all that, and I get it. Retaliation, payback, making sure it doesn't happen again, all that. But I don't. I get it. Some people, I guess, they say Israel's our greatest ally, right? I don't. Yeah, because we give them between $10 and $11 million a day, and we have been for like over a decade, in either money or, you know, support. And it's just, all I see in every newscast, everything about this has to do with, it's just a cash grab. It's just all about money, money, money. Everybody's, you know, pushing it. Now I can share the Discord if you'd like, but
I have the Discord up here. So I was going to,
there's a list of names. There's a long list of names here. One of them kind of surprised me. Marjorie Taylor Greene is in there.
Everybody's in it for money.
Right. Whoops. So, it says that these, stocks were purchased on the 29th of September, 2023, 14 days before the Israel weekend attacks. That sounds a little bit early, or off, but let's see, like they knew what was about to happen and get a sudden surge in geopolitical war supplies and a premonition of a sudden war outbreak in the Middle East in purchasing weaponry stocks 2 weeks prior. This war is guided by U.S. political and financial personal interests in U.S. Congress.
So I know, I mean, I'm not super familiar with stocks and how to invest. I don't proclaim to understand the game on that, but I know, I'll use this as a very wide example. If you put your money in like an S&P, and you can adjust the where and how aggressive you want it to be, I'm not cutting anybody a break, but couldn't that be a little bit of a coincidence? Well, probably a huge fucking coincidence, I'm sure, of maybe I want to put a whole bunch of my money into making money off the United States, and maybe it was the company that purchased and the way that it purchased. I don't know. Maybe I'm not making sense, but maybe I'm just going to stop.
I was going to say, well, I don't know where you're going with this, Duchess.
I had it in my head. It made much more sense. But I know when you buy stock, there's companies that purchase stocks and you pick different, essentially, categories. I'm not a stock genius.
I could tell.
Everybody, shut up. I don't hear you weighing the fuck in.
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about here.
Well, I know when you invest in funds and portfolios, there's different categories and different ways that you want to aggressively put your money. So are they all in a particular group where, I guess, for
so basically
making money off of this,
the stock that they bought were all stocks that were companies that provide military weapons,
They're
all whatever all contracting stocks, of some
contracting
sort.
Yes, so that's what they did. Now, I was listening to a podcast. The guy's name is, what's the guy's name? Something Davis. Anyhow, he was talking to Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was saying that with the intelligence that the Israelis have, that there is no way that they couldn't have known about this attack. And it just doesn't make sense that this attack came as such a surprise to everybody, especially since the Israeli-Hamas border is so well maintained and monitored. Like if they touch the fence, an alarm goes off. Like there's all kinds of stuff that had to happen for that. And for them to be caught flat footed like this, he said it could have been one of three things. It could have been a delay so this could happen. Or they almost, I don't want to use the word let it happen, but, or they could have been double crossed, or they could have had somebody in the government of Israel that kind of led them to a different area where they wouldn't have known that this was happening. Now,
like
I can't believe,
like,
yeah, like a traitor. That's okay. It. Like a traitor, like a Benedict Arnold or like an eggs Benedict, something with Benedict
Benjamin.
It. Yes. And they said, you know something? You don't hear anybody talking about Hunter Biden, the impeachment, nothing. No one's talking about anything. The second thing they were saying that was, it was very close, Israeli was very close to a civil war for the simple reason that their prime minister was taking on the Supreme Court. And he said that they were too far left and they wanted to redo the Constitution. And this, and now that whole Israel is all united as one over this. They're not talking about any kind of internal strife. It's all, they're all looking forward and they all have one enemy. So I don't know. Also, they're very happy with Joe Biden now because Joe Biden is saying all the right things for Israel. So there you go.
I did want to weigh in a little bit that for Wiley, who was commenting in Rumble, and some of the things he said was, I'm assuming it's him. I don't mean to guess your gender. Sorry, Wiley. says, wars help our economy, right? When we first started talking about it with Janet there. And it says, surely none of you believe the smoke and mirrors regarding the investments of our politicians. And, you know, it says, and they also warned you, says, be careful, John, the black helicopters will come for you.
Yes.
Well,
don't think too much.
You know, war is great for the economy because dead people can't flip a fucking burger.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Unemployment.
Oh,
there's nobody, you know, leeching off of the government because they're fucking dead. So that helps.
So you're saying if they sent, never mind. It's fine. It's okay.
Dead people don't cost anything. I've got a thing here that just an example that I've heard of, you know, recently. Tommy Tuberville, he's from Alabama here, used to be head coach of Auburn, and he sucked ass, so they canned his ass a while back. But he did some, like, investing in, like, condos and shit in Florida and, you know, made some money there and then decided a couple of years ago to become a problem. So this says here, Tuberville's stock trading raises questions about a potential insider trading. And
oh, he going to jail. Wait a minute. Is he a senator? No.
Yes.
Oh, he ain't going to jail. He's fine. They're allowed to inside trade.
So he caught the eye of financial services website Quiver Quantitative, who posted on a social media last Monday, but this was back in August, about Tuberville's trade in a biotech company called Humacyte. Humacyte is a smaller company, but has been involved in the war in Ukraine using its technology regarding acellular tissue to help treat those injured, basically. It's like a fake vein or a fake tissue, that kind of stuff, right? It's artificial. So on July 25th, he bought three separate stocks in Humacyte, with the highest being $45,000. At the time of purchase, the company stock was almost at its lowest point. However, the stock would see an increase between August 14th and August 16th of 35%. Well, they got some kind of like approval to be used in the like war effort. I don't think you can use it here, you know, FDA, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to war, it can be used there. And he sits on these committees, the Committee of Armed Services, Subcommittee of on Readiness and Management Support, blah, 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 which has to do with approving things for use in battle like this. Basically, he's just, you know, right after he bought all this shit, about like a month later, it gets approved for use in battle, which means government contracts, which means he's going to make a shitload of fucking money off of it.
Sure, this is what they do. This is why they spend.
But it needs to be stopped, man. This is out of fucking control.
They've been doing this forever, Bob. How do you think that Nancy Pelosi
is worth over $100 million? I know.
Yeah, her drunk ass. Gay-ass husband, family. Allegedly.
Her whole family.
Has outperformed the S&P 500 since she's been in office because of all this shit. They're all doing this. If you and they, whatchamacallit, Martha Stewart did it. They put her ass in jail for exactly what they're doing in Congress.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. This whole right,
but
thing
that's
is,
what's wrong. Assholes like this get in office in Alabama. And they think, oh, well, I just got to vote, you know, against abortion and transgender shit, right? And I'm doing the will of the people. And in the meantime, I'm going to make a shitload of fucking money for myself.
Riding on their backs, yeah.
And it's this shit's got to stop. It's got to be banned. There's got to be regulations put into place. All that stuff.
It's all blood money and nothing's ever, there's nothing good that ever comes from profiting from blood money. Taco says, John, do you think you could be recruited to fight the hummus? Do you mean with pita chips? I could.
Hummus. I'll get it.
I'll do some damage. And Sparky Toaster says, Bob, come on. Dead people can vote for whoever you want them to.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I didn't say
that they couldn't vote. I just said that they can't be a draw off the government. I have another clip there regarding our idiot in chief. This fucking asshole.
Are you sure that you want to run again?
Yes, because I'm sure. Look, when I ran, I said the world's at an inflection point. The world's changing. But we have an opportunity to make it. So imagine if we were able to succeed in getting the Middle East put in place where we have normalization of relations. I think we can do that. Imagine what happens if we, in fact, unite all of Europe and Putin is finally put down where he cannot cause the kind of trouble he's been causing. We have enormous opportunities.
The fuck are you talking about? Reunite all of Europe?
First of all, Europe's united. Europe's united already, okay? They're already united. Secondly, how about we get somebody that can that is a president that can find himself off a fucking stage? Once again, he was this weekend. He was somewhere. He got done speaking. Jill had to come out, grab him by the arm, and walk him off
like a toddler.
Was, yeah.
Well, he also tripped up the world's smallest flight of steps.
Yeah,
and
Philly,
then he gets
right
to the top, and he does this thing, and he always does that little hop, yeah. like he's.
Look at me. I got it. I'm straight. I'm meant to do that.
We deserve everything we get. We, as a country, if we elect this guy again,
God help us,
we deserve everything we get.
Kind of like the Eagles, right? Like they played so badly, they deserved to lose.
What?
Just
God damn you. Do me a favor. Get that off the.
Where Sparky the hell says, there he goes with his evil whispering.
Yeah.
And Wiley said, Bob, that Leonard Skinner says you sound like a Yankee.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
He's kind of a Yankee. He was born in Illinois.
No, he was born in East Chicago, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Chicago.
Yep. Right next to Al Capone's vault.
All right. Speaking of doing damage with hummus, I have I guess we could call this a little bit of a palate cleanser. Here we go. Here's a gentleman.
Oh, God. That pool's about to be empty.
Good for him. He's really good.
I love the sound effects. It's so perfect. It's a guy jumping into a pool, everybody.
Very large.
Over and over again. Yeah, he looks like John.
He's a big fella. But he dove really well. That was awesome.
He's a plus size swimmer.
He's a husky boy, yeah. The boing boings were fun.
Well, I've got one. I got one too there.
Okay.
It's another one of these assholes. Misspelled stuff and
misspelled labels, please.
I love this
seven. I'm just gonna ride this wave. Jalapenos chicken poopus. 100% anus beef. What is anus? You got problems with my butthole?
Anus beef.
Rachel Ray finds inspiration in cooking her family and dog.
Punctuation is important.
You and your bestie just got an apartment in Southie. I could see this hanging up in the kitchen. Belst. Please pay your parking fee before existing. I pay, therefore I am. A wise man once said, there is just no winning in this life. I accept the feat. Students get first-hand job experience. I remember mine. Her name was Megan. Tom Brady was winning a Super Bowl. Imagine that's your first handy. Brady's winning a Super Bowl in the background. Let's go! When I saw you, I was taking a bath. You what? I was taking a bath when I first saw you. Like I was stunned by your beauty. Do you mean taking aback? Attention, this toilet's only for disabled, elderly, pregnant children. In today's day and age, there'll still be a friggin' line. Yeah, can I get a bagel with cheem creams?
Cheem creams
on the side?
Cheem creams. He used this one already.
Housekeeping, I come clean for you, housekeeping. Come clean.
Kipping. What is wrong with people, man? That's our education system. Going to
that's
dog
how
shit.
They say it, and then they now it's they're writing it.
Like it's well, because they came across the border last week.
You know, I'd love to say it's the people coming across the border. It's not always.
So Bob, the other
day, I've seen this one. This is a good one.
This guy here, these guys can jam. There listen you go. To this
talent.
Oh wow. Exit music?
No.
Sounds a little bit.
I want it to be. Hey everybody, let's give these guys some money so this guy can get a pair of pants with some knees in them, please.
Oh, I like them. They were good.
I tell you what, Bob, I mean, I've never played a guitar or anything, but those guys were really tickling.
No, that's some talent. That's some progressive-y, jazzy kind of look like an Aristides guitar. Those are badass guitars. They
were good.
Fucking, you can have those in like negative, like sub-zero shit, and it won't fuck up the neck or nothing.
All right, we have a problem here. Here's a guy. He needs some advice.
Cleaning my room because a girl is coming over. That's not a chick.
No, unbelievably not. It's not a chick, but here we go. What?
Cleaning my room because a girl's coming over.
Which room? That is a dumping ground.
I've got a girl coming over, and my room's got to be spotless when she gets
here.
She will not come, bro. She will be able to smell that room from across the street.
And my room's got to be spotless when she gets here. I don't want to gross her out.
What about yourself, sir? Do you not respect yourself? You care about grossing her out, but not yourself?
Here's the room before. This is the situation outlook. I think it's gotten pretty bad.
This video is itching my body.
Look what I found. I found a picture of me when I was a kid. Can't you see the glow up?
What glow up? That is a glow down. This man must be Delulu.
Anyway, though, we've made a lot of progress. It looks so...
That is the progress. Jesus Christ on the motorbike. It's like I would say it's a new design. But it is the old design.
Overall, I think it's looking really good. Please wish me luck on my date, guys. I'm really nervous, and sure, I think it's going to go great.
He thinks it will go great. The Delulu is very strong in this one.
So when girls had braces when I was in high school, we used to call them the Black and Decker Pecker Wrecker. What do they call guys with braces?
I don't know, but alone. Look, dude.
Alone. That's harsh.
No, could it
wasn't. Is there like a blind dating service where like blind women are looking for men? Because I mean, if you open the door and see that and that room, aren't you running for the hills?
Why the headphones? What are you doing?
All right. So
what are they podcasting? What are they doing? Why are they wearing headphones? I don't get it.
I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. So Duchess.
Yes.
I need you to do me a favor here. Let's say we can do if you got to do a makeover on this guy.
Okay.
All right. How do you handle this? Like, what do you do with him first?
Well, the braces got to go.
Well, I'm assuming the braces are going to stay because you can't just remove them.
Get Invisalign.
Is your name Duchess?
He's a kid. Okay. So if he has to fix this like for half an hour, I would say definitely, jump in the shower for sure. Take
shower.
I would say shower, deodorant, fresh shirt.
Okay.
Brush your hair. Either dry it or pull it back, maybe in a pony or something. However, young men wear them like this. I know there's a lot of gentlemen who wear their hair long. Now, I don't have a problem with that. But yeah, I would say wash, deodorant, get all the bits and clean your body and put on fresh clothes and throw all the fucking food wrappers away in your room because God damn it, that's so gross.
Yeah, get a trash can, put it next to your like your desk or something.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got it. You can't just leave food on.
This it's gross.
All right, so the chat right now, Bud Vugger says, even the roaches are shaking their head in disbelief.
So let's get this straight. Like, you don't have an issue with the long hair, right? That
I do. I would, yeah, he's got to get his hair cut.
Well, it's got to be clean. If he's going to keep it long, just keep it neat.
All right, let's just bring this up then.
Okay.
Hang on. Let me get this. I wasn't done yet, but okay, here we go. He probably should brush his teeth, too.
Yeah. That's me in about 2000. All right, got a problem with long hair?
Yeah, I do.
I don't have.
All right, let's get back to this guy right here.
Then.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Bob! I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if you were a man or a woman. I would if you would have showed me that picture. I wouldn't have been able to tell if you were a guy or.
Yeah, well, zip flop, you'll find out.
Yeah. Right. Sure. Okay. Maybe.
All right.
Sparky Toaster says, "I hope he keeps his teeth cleaner than he does his room."
Teenagers aren't always the neatest in anything. So.
Budvugger 78 says they called them virgins.
Oh dear.
Whoops.
I'm sure none of y'all have had an awkward adolescent phase. Mine lasted like 5 years. Well, it's not much better, but
well, what kind of a date are I mean this has to be like a chick he's gone out with before if he's inviting her over.
Well, I mean, but they could be gaming. Like, I don't know.
Well, but it's not like a first date. You don't go to your apartment, or your mom's house. You go out somewhere.
Well, but if they're young, that's what it is. They get a ride. They hang out.
Well, this dude could be like 25. We don't know.
Do you think he's 25?
We don't know. Some people get braces. Some people get braces. I know people my age with braces. 15.
He's not 16. First of all, that house.
No, no.
Sparky Toaster says haircut contacts. There you go. That's something. Okay. Sparky Toaster also says power washes anal area.
Oh, okay.
bleach the butthole. Yes.
All right.
Because you never know. I mean, the chick may be into that.
JM Synthetic says that, wait, is that a dude or a chick? And then you got Alesta saying, my awkward phase isn't recorded. So
yeah, that that's the thing too. I mean, when we were that age, we didn't have a telephone a camera in our pockets, so we didn't get to record every crazy thing we fucking did or every awkward phase we had.
Yeah, it wasn't like a constant state of video. Yeah,
exactly.
Did you had to pay for every
narcissism?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Like he looked young to me, but I guess I'm old, so everybody looks young. So
I remember when I was watching one time, we were kind of doing a Discord voice chat, and Vegeta was in there, and his room looked like that. And I was like, dude, clean your fucking room. Remember that?
He would do that during a live stream. Yeah, he would come in on a live stream with his bed not made, his got, junk laying on the floor.
Two dogs fucking on his bed. Remember that? The two dogs are fucking on his bed.
That's right. I remember that.
I'm like, hey, Mike, you think you can turn around and stop your dogs from fucking on your bed, for Christ's sake?
Yeah.
Oh no,
James. I like
my 14-year-old peeing in Mountain Dew bottles. Need to use caution in his room.
Oh, I was
no. Why did that? Oh, I hit the wrong one. Sorry.
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, no.
Not that girls aren't much cleaner, but we're not peeing in bottles.
Peeing in bottles,
and then leaving them in your gaming. Right?
Do you hover over a bucket?
First of all, if that was okay, I could imagine. Right, my father walking in and seeing me peeing in the bottles and then capping them off, and he'd be like, "You lazy motherfucker!"
He probably would have murdered you.
Yeah, he would have grabbed me by the hair. He would have drugged me to the bathroom. He probably would have gave me a swirly. He would have shoved my head in the toilet and said, "This is where you piss, not in bottles and not in your room."
And flush now, it.
My God, he would have beat me with those bottles. Yeah. Ugh.
Well, I don't get that. Well, is it so Jam Synthetics, is that because he doesn't want to, is he playing games in his room?
That or doesn't just matter.
Not that makes it better, but at least I understand why he's not getting up. I'm not saying that's right, because that would be horrible.
Listen. I have never played a game that I was so into that when I had to piss or shit, I wouldn't get up and go do it in the proper place.
Alesto's saying he's got a big cock. He says, I don't know about these guys, but I don't fit in bottles.
Alesto, right, well, he was 14. It's called a milk jug. If you've ever gone to Sam's Club or Costco, they got the big mouth on them. You can put your whole thing in there.
Right. James, listen, James, synthetics. I'm not telling you how to parent. Well, I tell you how to parent. No, I understand. I understand. He says he marathons movie franchises on the weekends. There's a pause button. Hit pause. Go into the bathroom. If you could stand up, drop your pants, find a bottle, piss in the bottle, then cap it back off again, you can pause the fucking movie.
What kind of movie franchises are we talking about here? I mean, he is underage.
Is that your problem? The movie franchise is what he's watching?
Well, if it's porn, he may not be wearing pants.
I don't want to know.
Okay. God damn it, Bob. All right, so again, this is bad parenting. This is bad parenting. You should take that bottle and grease it up and say, the next time I find a piss-filled bottle in this room, I am dipping it in fucking Vaseline and I am jamming it into your anal cavity. All right.
He's going to give him an empty Amsoil bottle.
There you go. Alesta says Gatorade bottles.
This cannot be allowed. Where the bad pisses into a bottle.
How far is the bathroom?
He says there's laziness involved.
I don't even care.
Maybe the kid's in a shed way out in the backyard. Then again, he could just go out in
the
backyard.
You're a fucking apologist for lazy fucking deadbeat people. How dare you?
I'm not an apologist.
You are an apologist. You're trying to normalize this behavior.
No, I'm not at all. I'm trying to understand
behavior. Understand it. How can you not understand it? He's lazy and disgusting.
Okay, so Bunfugger says,
here we go.
If it's porn that he's streaming, he's going to need to replenish those electrolytes.
So the Gatorade.
Go ahead.
I've lost it. Never mind.
It's right here.
Synthetic says, stop peeing in the bottles or Santa John's not going to come visit. Yeah. You're going to get a lump of coal shoved up your ass. That's what's going to happen.
What you do is you go in his room and any of the empty bottles, you know, if he's at like a school or something, poke holes in the bottom of them.
Don't do that.
Or put some glue like around the hole.
Yeah, but then you're ruining your own house. Now there's piss on the rug or the hardwood floor or whatever.
Throw him a mop. Throw him a mop, make him clean it up.
You know, there was, I got to tell you, in my house, you know, there would be inspections of the room. My dad would come in the room and say, he'd walk around and he'd say, what's this? How come these are laying on the floor? You know, there's a hamper right there. Why is this on the floor? I remember one time I came in and he came in my room and it was a shithole. Drawers were open. And he said, you know something? We don't live like here. All right. This room will be cleaned up I'm coming back in 1 hour and this room better pass inspection. And he says, and you do not want me to come back in here and this place be a mess. Let me tell you, I went to it. I got trash bags. I cleaned that place up. I vacuumed. I did everything. I dusted. Yeah.
Otherwise, what? Would you be grounded or would you get the shit kicked out of you?
I get the shit beat out of me. First of all, like Sparky Toast says, Dad, was your dad military? No, he was not.
No, yeah, he was old school.
You're right. I do pee in a bucket. I do. But.
You pay rent.
Let's talk about the peeing in the bucket thing. First of all, I have really, really he's a kid. I have arthritis in my knees. And when I get up, sometimes when you try to get to the bathroom and you got to pee so bad, as you do in your 60s, sometimes you don't make it and you kind of dribble it all. And I'm like, well, that's not good. Okay. So I'm not wearing a diaper. So what I do is I have like a bucket right there and I just get, okay, you know how this started? I'll tell you how this started. I was watching a TV show called Hell on Wheels. And back in the day in the Western times, when it was cold out, they had this thing that was a bucket in there. It was called a pea pot or something.
Piss pot.
All right. Yeah, it was like, yeah. And what they do is they do that. And they had some guy that would come around and empty them and clean them and put them back in there for the next night.
A chamber pot.
Thank you, Bob. It was called a chamber pot. And I saw that, and it was in the Western. I saw that, and I said, God damn, that's a pretty good goddamn idea. But okay, so the what happens is if that happens in the middle of the night, doesn't happen all the time, but if it happens in the middle of the night or something like that, then I take it in, I clean everything up, I put it back. You wouldn't even be able to tell it was a pee bucket.
Would you drink out of it?
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't tell anybody else not to.
Well, I had a pee bucket. I had a pee bucket in my old studio. You know, it was half garage and half studio. And sometimes it was so cold out, I didn't want to go out in a freezing cold and get my junk out. So I'd just pee in a bucket, and then I'd dump it out, and I'd rinse it with water and all that, you know.
God so. Damn it, now I sound like a hypocrite. I'm not 40. How old is your son? First of all, he says, all right, I'll tell him. Pee in a bucket, good. Pee in a bottle's bad. He's 14 years old.
He's capable of leaving his room.
He's 14 years old. He can make it to the bathroom. I need to know how far. I need somebody to measure. Go step off how far it is from his room to the bathroom. I need to know, like, how many feet is it from his bedroom where he's watching movies to go to the bathroom and then back again? There's a pause button. You can pause the video. It's not like he's watching the Eagles get their ass kicked by the Jets and don't want to leave.
Oh, Jason, you're really part of the show tonight. Thank you. I bet you're really bummed.
Yeah, they make, as Budweiser says, they have those moisture wicking systems, but those are actually not really good. For like older people, they will learn to just not get out of bed and go pee when they have the urge, and they'll just let the moisture wicking thing, like, they just learn not to even bother.
So it's like 12 yards. It's 12 yards from the bedroom to the bathroom.
He just measured it. Now come on.
So I got
he's making that up.
Well, okay. Since I've already embarrassed myself with the pee bucket, I got to tell you another story.
You also poop in a box. I don't
know if you've ever tripped over it.
No.
Did you ever go to get out of bed?
Can you imagine the language coming out of John if he kicked the pee bucket?
Oh my God.
Go get out of bed and you put your foot in it and wearing a sock.
Let me tell you something.
Splash down.
Oh. It's got its own spot. It sits on a, it's got like, there's pee pads that are down on top. The bucket is on pee pads. Like puppy pads.
Puppy.
Yeah, if you miss.
I bought puppy pads to put the pee bucket on. So it's, yeah, because, yeah, I'm not a fucking animal here.
I'm not an animal. I got a pee pad.
I have
my pee bucket.
I have mobility issues.
Well, I mean, what if you get that thing, you know, sometimes you get like two streams coming out. One's going this way, one's going that way.
You get that with the bucket.
That's a problem.
No, Bob, I bury it in the bucket.
Okay. You like squat down. Yeah. Or you just let it flop down in there like an elephant trunk. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. None of this is relatable. None.
So.
Sorry.
All right, so I have a thing where I have this problem with my legs. When I was in the elevator business, I got cellulitis, which is you get a puncture wound and you get bacteria in there and you get this really bad infection. I had it in both legs. And I didn't know what it was, and I didn't treat it like a fucking moron. And what happens is I have issues with my legs now, and I have this stuff. I have what's called lymphedema. And lymphedema, you have swelling in your legs. So to stop that, I have these wraps that you put around, and they used to be Velcro, and they only lasted like 6 months. So I said, okay, there's got to be something better. So I talked to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, I have these things that have, they have this strap that you can pull. It's elastic, and it has like these little hooks on, kind of like a bra hook. You know, that like there's two little things.
Eye hooks.
So you pull it across, right? Okay. So the other night I wake up and I go to get out of bed, and all of a sudden, somehow, one of the things came undone and went to the other one and hooked back on again. And now my legs are fucking hooked together. And I'm like a fucking mermaid in bed. I can't get the fuck out. I'm on my side. Yeah. My legs are flat. I'm like, now what the fuck do I do? How do I get out of this fucking bed? And of course,
how do it's I the pee? First.
Yeah. And I got to pee. Right. So I over to the side of the bed, right? I swing my legs over. I stand up.
Way over. Oh my God.
I hop over to the bucket because I got to pee first.
Help.
So now, of course, because I can't make it to the bathroom. Now, thank God the bucket's there. So could you see me trying to hop to I would have never made it to the bathroom. I probably would have had a heart attack. I'd been dead on the floor in a pile of piss. So I go to the bathroom. Now I got to figure out how. So I bend over because I'm trying to unhook this thing and I'm not paying attention. And I fall forward and I don't even realize I'm falling forward. And I smack my head into the fucking wall so hard that I saw a flash of light. I thought I was going to fall on the ground.
Oh my God.
This is at 7 o'clock in the morning, right?
Concussion. You hit the stud, I guess.
I don't know what I hit. don't know what I hit. So I said, okay, this isn't going to work.
I can't get up.
I'm having chest pains. I strapped this thing so tight that I can't even, like, I can't push them down. This thing. So now I'm looking around. So I reach over and I have this thing that it's like a grabber, you know, like a squeezer thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got all the old guy tools. So I grab this thing and I go and I put it in the thing. I'm trying to push it down. I snap that the fuck off. Now that's stuck in there.
My phone is
ringing because my son's on his way over and he's like, Dad, we're on our way. I'm like, yeah, okay. So now I have a feeling like I'm going to be sitting there laying there until he gets here and try to tell him how to unhook this thing. Finally, I get the fucking thing unhooked. Now it's all twisted up. I can take the whole thing off. I got a broken grabber now. It was a fucking nightmare. I'm just like a couple months away from being in a home, to be quite honest with you.
Well, Sparky wanted to know, what did you die of? It says, well, we're not sure, but whatever it was, it scared the piss out of him. Funfugger says, I'll take things that an EMT would never see for 100.
I got to tell you, like, you know, I just turned 60.
Is an EMT, but.
Yeah, I just turned 62. And when I wake up in the morning, it's like I open my eyes and then I have to pee. And it's really weird because you would think that, you know, there's sometimes when I'm dreaming that I'm looking for a place to pee. I have to pee so bad that I'm dreaming and I have to go find a place to pee. And then all of a sudden I wake up, I'm like, oh, I got to pee. It's, you know, when I get to be this age, it's like, okay, I got to pee.
You got to go.
It's crazy. Someone said to me, would you want to go to the Eagles game? I said, absolutely not. I said, well, I got to pee every 45 minutes. We imagine the time I get there, I might as well wear a diaper.
Yeah,
right here, big TV, no rain.
I'm just telling you right now. You know, I don't use the bucket during the day.
Why not?
I only use it at night.
Not an animal.
Got one right underneath your desk, don't you? Wearing him fucking sweats.
How did we get to this?
He just flopped it out.
I have no idea how we got to this.
It's Jason's fault for talking about his son who pees in bottles.
His son's pees in bottles. Then all of a sudden the bucket thing came
out. Now we got John's bucket story.
Right. Now,
see,
I have
problem is you told that story once and it all came back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, I had to defend myself. All right. You know how women love their phones and they can't get that far away from their phones? Imagine if, put that up again. Imagine if you had John's bedtime routine. John's bedtime routine is easy. Just go get in bed and that's it. All right. This is what I do. I get in bed and usually in the summertime, I have like two fans and I have them hooked to the lady in the tube over here. You know, her name. And then I say,
Alexa,
turn on the fan or turn off the bedroom light or turn on the bedroom light. And I have it in here. Watch this. Alexa, turn off the basement light.
Okay. Okay.
Alexa, turn on the basement light.
Make up your mind, fatty.
Okay.
So.
John will
pee in a bucket, but will not wear a diaper. He still has some respect for himself.
Some.
He's got standards, Sparky. Come on.
In New Jersey, we call that self-respect.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. This is my grandmother's fault, and I'll tell you why. My grandmother had a very, what did she used to say? She used to say, I have a nervous bladder. I have a nervous bladder. My grandmother had coffee, one of the big coffee cans, placed all over the house and outside. And she used to wear those muumuu dresses, the ones with the front pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd go, oh, I got to make water. And then she would grab a can, drop her big giant granny panties and pee in a fucking can and then just throw it in the whatever.
Holy shit.
God damn.
Alexa, activate piss bucket protocol.
Blood bucket on fire. Alessa says if you tape a sock to the right area, you just need to throw it away.
Yeah, no,
easy cleanup.
I pee too much.
I've gotten to where I won't get out of bed for a piss. It's got to be a number two. I'll wait for it.
Really?
I'm like a little fucking baby in mama's arms when I'm in bed now.
I got the blanket.
I like, the sheets I like, everything's fucking the way I want it.
Snug as a bug
I don't even want to leave. Yeah. There's times I'm like, is that a fart? Please tell me it's just a fart. Let me test it. No, no, fuck. I got to get up. Damn it.
Wiley's been throwing comments up like crazy. I'm sorry, Wiley.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even go over there.
He says, depends, John.
Yeah, well, that depends. That depends.
Oh, he says an open top of bucket of urine has to smell great. You know what I have?
Well, you rinse it out every, you know.
Do you have a seat on it?
Like I used to take
No, I would.
I had to use those like 5 gallon buckets with the actual toilet seat that you put on it. No, you get them from like Academy Sports and Outdoors and shit. Yeah. They're for camping type of shit. But my septic tank had to be redone in my old house.
Okay.
Oh, those little, yeah. John's deodorant sprays it and he walks into it.
It makes my pee smell perfume. Like fresh laundry.
Yep, walks into it. Oh, right. Donut.
I think this might be for you, Bob. Nothing worse than a shart in a Snuggie.
You know something? I got to tell you, this was a very, very bad idea to share. I can't believe I shared two stories. Ugh, this is going to come back to haunt me.
Nah.
Oh my goodness.
Mike would never do that to you.
Mike, everything. Just the whole fucking show, Mike.
Here you go. I got one for you.
Oh, here you go. Show code. That's right. Show code.
I'm sorry. Here we get it for you, Bob. Here we go.
So this is says that one time I went camping. Now the audio listener won't get none of this, but I don't know why she gets on this log.
Oh no.
No. Broken hip.
Oh my god.
He just ruined the entire thing.
The whole thing just went.
She fell forward. Now she's down. Arms to the side.
Momentum just took over and face first.
It was slow.
Yeah, it was like a slow.
He just looks away.
I didn't see it. What the fuck am I going to do with this?
He's like, I'm just going to push her off all the food. You know, it's all dips and chips and shit. She just squished it.
Here's a guy, his wife is, she's going in the refrigerator. Her phone is on the table, and he's just going to have a little fun with her. He's making noises.
Is that his daughter?
Does ever checks the phone?
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I see people do that all the time. I wish I could. I think that one's the best. All right, here we go. Bob wants to share something.
This one's kids doing fucked up shit, and they all happen pretty quick. Minute.
Hold on, that's me. Let me get yours. I'm sorry, Bob. There we go.
You're all right. This one, like I said, this is little kids doing fucked up shit, and they all happen really quickly. So pay attention. This is these kids are awesome.
Oh no.
This one's chewing the corner of the drywall with some pliers.
Oh, kill him.
I'm murdering you.
You little fucker. Oh, no.
Quiet.
Oh, no. Look at that kid. No. Covered in cornmeal or something.
That's it.
He's hitting the...
Why are they still sitting? That kid would have been dead before they got there. Oh, my.
Oh no.
Hey, your mom watches.
Look at this one.
Oh, it's
gonna burn the rug on fire. Look at that.
She's scrubbing the
$4,000 worth of electronics.
Got a laptop, two iPhones in there, scrubbing them in the water. Along with her little baby.
Can't launch them out the window, these kids. I guess that's child abuse.
What the fuck? Why would you do that?
I want to be white, Daddy.
Why would you do that? Look,
I want to be white. Like,
hell yeah. There goes our food stamps.
Now I gotta wait till next month to buy that.
This one I didn't really get. I know kids aren't supposed to play with those old plastic bags because they're dangerous, but I don't really get that
Hello?
One.
Oh, that's.
Oh no, a chocolate fountain. All right, so I got two
that
more
little,
stories.
At the end is the best. I'm sorry.
You want to hear two more kid stories?
Sure.
Yes.
So I come home from work one day, and I come in the door, and there's my son, sans diaper. He's about 2.5 years old, okay. Sans diaper, and he is working on the wall in shit like Picasso works in oils. I mean, it's got depth. It's got, I mean, he's doing, and I'm like, so I walk in and I go, where the fuck is your mother?
You want to go get your son? He's covered in turds.
So I come, I grab, he's shit from fingertips to elbow. So I'm like, yeah. So I grab him under the arms. All right. I grab him. I take him right into the bathtub. Right. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to get a shower, and he doesn't want, right? So now he's screaming. So now the wife comes into the picture. She's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm trying to clean the shit off your son. Go down and look at the wall. So she goes over and she looks and she comes back. She goes, oh my God. So I'm like, yeah. So we take, scrub him up, get him all cleaned up, get him re-diapered and everything. Uh-huh. Now I go out. I got to go out in the garage and I got to get a scraper and get it all off the wall.
Oh, how are you not barfing?
Right.
I would have been gagging.
I can handle shit. I can't handle throw up. So I do that. Then mm-hmm. I go get hot water and a towel. Of course, I'm going to throw the towel away. And I hot water, soap, and then clean everything off. Then we let it dry. Then the next day I come in. Hit it with some kills.
Nice.
And then hit it with some pain again. God damn, that kid used to do shit like that all the time.
Oh,
he would do stuff like that. I don't know if I told the story on this podcast before. So now my son's about 12 years old. No, he's not. He's 10. He's 10 years old. So I go upstairs. I come out of my bedroom, and I look, and there's a pile of shit on the floor. And I go to the dog. What the fuck? The fuck is wrong with you? I mean, the dog's like 6 years old, never shits in the house.
God, so he's a bucket like that.
Right, I grab the dog. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong, right? Like,
poor dog.
3 days later, I come out, shit in the hallway again. I said, what is wrong with this dog?
That poor dog.
A couple days later, I open up the door. There's my son, no pants on, shitting on the floor. JM, this is what happens. So I said to him, what the fuck? Why are you shitting on the floor? He goes, I didn't feel like going into the bathroom. I said, it's 10 steps. Get the fuck in the goddamn. So I grab him. I get in the bathroom. So now I got to go apologize. I got to go apologize to the dog.
I hope you gave that dog some treats.
So the dog.
Did you at least get your kid a cat box?
Cat box?
In his room?
Did you make him clean it?
Yeah, right in his room.
You know what I did? I grabbed him by the back of the head. I rubbed his nose in it and smacked him in the nose with a rolled up newspaper.
And then you threw him out in the backyard. Yeah.
Put him on a run and send him out.
But what I did do is I made him clean it up. Good I said, you get in there and clean that up and make sure he cleaned every little bit of it up. That's absolutely. You don't let a kid shit on the floor 10 years
old. How
old
was he? I'm sorry.
10.
Oh, my God.
My kid was about and you thought 5 or 6.
It's just the dog's a Labrador Retriever. You just seen a pile of shit.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
It wasn't like a Tootsie Roll, you know, from a small dog. Oh yeah.
It wasn't like a guinea pig.
When I first walked out of the room, I looked at it, I said, God, that looks like something I would do.
That's like proceeds to beat the dog. Nice.
I never
My daughter,
beat the dog.
She was around 5 or 6. I would go, we had like a fucking like a 10-gallon tank of fish. And I'd go to get the food and it's fucking missing and it's underneath her bed and she would take the cap off, take a little pinch, and just eat it. Like, what the?
Oh my God.
Just wrong with you. You're eating fish food.
Jesus.
So that's your mama coming out of you right there, is what that is. It was under her bed. Like, what do you do? Stop. Now I got to hide fish food. Like, I thought, okay, hide, you know, this or that, but not fish food. That's a weird thing to have to hide.
One day.
Gross kid story when you're done.
I'm sitting there, I'm watching TV, and all of a sudden the lights dim, like it's like we're losing power, and then all of a sudden they come back on again, and I look to the wife and I go, what was that? She goes, I don't know. So all of a sudden I hear the girls upstairs, the lights are out. What the hell? So I go upstairs, and as you walk up the steps, you know how you smell like an electrical burning smell.
Mm-hmm. Not a good smell. Yeah.
What the hell is that? So now I'm thinking, like, there's an electrical fire. So I'm like, all right, kids, go downstairs. Everybody, go downstairs. So I open up my son's door, and as I open up my son's door, I get a big smell of it. I'm like, what's going on in here? He goes, I wanted to see what it was like to pour water in the back of a TV.
Oh my
God. He took a glass of water, walked up to the back of his TV, and poured a glass of water in the back. Look, he didn't kill himself. Look, he didn't kill himself. I grabbed the plug, unplugged the TV, water. I pick it up, water still running out of the bottom of
water
it.
Water everywhere.
Water.
I'm going to assume everywhere. This is an old tube TV, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a flat screen.
Was it like a plasma? Yeah.
No, it was like a 13, you know.
Like a small TV.
13, yeah, small TV for a kid.
Yeah.
And so then I go downstairs and thank God it blew the circuit breaker for blew the circuit breaker for upstairs. This shit kids do. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Duchess. What's your gross kid story?
So one of my daughters, I won't say which one it was. We'd fed her some lunch meat. Like she was little enough, but still needed to take a nap. So we got her little bits of lunch meat and then put her down for a nap. And she was fussing. Like about an hour later, I heard a lot of fussing and like coming from her room. And she wasn't crying, but it was just like noisy enough. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And I opened the door to her room and this wave
of vomit.
Puke smell comes out. Now, I don't do well with strong smells. So my immediate reaction is, you know, like gag. And she has like, she was sleeping in her little onesie and it was like a little white crib. And there were just little pink blurps of whatever she had eaten, like stuck to the crib, like all over. It's in her hair. It's on her front of her. I have to pick this kid up and clean her because she was covered in puke. So I'm holding her. She's like, fussing. And I'm like, like hauling her to the bathroom, strip her down, threw the clothes away. I was like, I'm not even washing these. Threw them away, cleaned her. And then the worst part is I got her clean, had to put her somewhere. Then I had to clean all the disgusting puke up. And I was by myself, so I had to do it.
Oh.
And I was just like, wipe.
It's terrible. Kids. Yeah. I understand, you know, you love them. But God, sometimes you just want to beat them and kill them.
She was little enough. There was nothing I could do about it. It was like, everything.
So Pellerito says, so shitting in the hallway is okay. Shitting on the hallway floor is okay, but at least he wasn't pissing in a bottle.
That's right.
I don't listen. I don't condone either behavior out of children. I don't care what anybody says. I'm just not going to talk about it anymore.
Well, I'm glad we kept this episode nice and light.
What's James Synthetic saying? Hold on. Here I get the riot act because my kid is pissing in the bottle. John Domingo is shitting on the floor and trying to burn down the house. I'm not saying that's right.
Junior.
Listen, nobody said that was acceptable behavior.
That's why he was reacting. He's warning you now.
Yeah. One day he's pissing in a bucket or a bottle.
Next day he's trying to
burn, shitting on the floor, trying to burn down a house.
I just can't. Oh my God.
I don't even know what the hell, what are we going to call this one? I thought we had a
title.
You
said,
I thought
we had a title too. Diddle the fiddle.
Diddle the fiddle. But
diddle the fiddle. All right, I'll write it down.
I don't know, but pissing in bottles. That took the whole, this took this whole podcast a whole nother dirty.
I've got an afterbirth story if you want it. It's real short.
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go.
So I'm sitting there watching my daughter, you know, get born. And there, you know, doctor's in a chair, you know, like a stool right there where it's happening. And I'm kind of like next to him, but I'm standing up. And the mother was really easy to make laugh. I knew how to make her laugh all the time. And so I was trying to light heart things and, you know, cause I know she's going through a lot of pain, whatever. So he goes, hey, I'm going to need you to push. And I said, yeah, top, not bottom. And she laughed because she knew that meant don't poop on me. And she laughed. And when she laughed, it's like a pail of juice just came out of her and doused the fucking doctor head, just covered him like it took a pail of water and went whoosh. And she started laughing so hard the baby came out.
No kidding.
When she doused him, she doused him and was laughing because he got just covered. He's like, ah, and the baby started coming out. Boom, boom, there it is. So
she was a squirter, huh?
Well, no, I don't know about that part. Oh, that shit was a trip.
I'm actually nauseous right now from all this.
I'm just glad I didn't have to fucking mop up that room.
Ooh, that's a hazmat situation right there.
All right. excuse me.
Wait, the childbirth story got you?
Yeah, a little bit. All right. We have a New Jersey driver alert.
All right. Is it me?
Oh, no. I'm going to blow this up
These
a little.
These fucking stupid, selfish, ignorant, delusional drivers are fucking up the highways. Slow left lane drivers don't put shopping carts back and don't hold doors open. And they get out of their car at bank ATMs and they leave shitty tips in restaurants. Slow left lane drivers are fucking up this country.
He ain't wrong.
You turd gobblers. Get the fuck out of the left lane right now. What the hell is wrong with you? What the hell are you thinking? If you're in the left lane going the same speed or slower than the middle or right lane, then get the fuck out of that lane!
Think he's done?
No.
Nope.
Driving the same speed as the right lane, and it's only a two-lane highway, then get the fuck out of that
he's
left
passing.
Lane again! You
he's
pieces
passing.
Of shit are blocking the entire highway when you do that!
Well, the van was in front of him, but he got over. Now he's passing the van. I mean, calm the fuck down. What are you going to save 3 minutes on your fucking trip? Calm the fuck down and clean your windshield, you
told
fucking
you.
Pig.
That is calm. That is calm. There's
that.
Way too many people on the road up here. I get that shit
on like an interstate, okay. But on just a main road in town, fuck off. Fuck off. I might be making a laugh.
Sparky, was that Vic DiBietto? Because I know who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Vic. Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah it actually
I know
is.
Who he is.
All right.
Snow. The snow guy.
Yeah. Oh, all right, we have a robbery video.
Give me your money, bitch.
Oh, calm down, bro.
You calm down. Just hurry up.
Are you a black guy?
Are you serious?
What?
What, just because I'm robbing you mean I'm black?
Well, I mean...
Why would you think that?
I don't know, maybe because you're robbing me and you're black?
How you know I wasn't a white guy?
Because, bro, you talk black.
Excuse me? Talk black?
Sorry, I mean... Talk African American.
I didn't know black was a language.
Look, man, I didn't mean to offend you, okay? I was nervous.
How would you feel Smart. If I just assumed you was a gardener?
I am a gardener.
How would you feel if I assumed you was in a mariachi band?
I'd be fine with it. I love mariachi.
How would you feel if I assumed you was illegal?
Oh, okay. Calm down. That's too far. Who you been talking to?
Doesn't feel too good, does it?
Okay, how would you feel if I assumed you need to pay child support?
How would you feel if I assumed all you did was get drunk and watch soccer?
How would you feel if I assumed you only eat chicken and watermelon?
How would you feel if I assumed you only eat tacos and fajitas? Well,
how would you... Damn, I could really go for a taco right now, actually.
Actually, I could do the same.
There's actually an amazing taco truck down the street.
Oh, really? I gotta check that out.
You probably won't like it, though, because they don't have grape soda.
You know the difference between a Hispanic and a stoner?
What?
Stoners have papers.
You know the difference between a black father and a boomerang?
What's that?
Boomerang comes back.
What's your favorite band? Juan Come Direction?
On. What's really long and black? The line at KFC.
That one's kind of funny. I like that one.
It's good, right? I like Juan Direction. I'm not going to lie.
It was a good one, right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
All right. So there you go.
Oh, look, black person. Beat him.
Oh, dear.
Almost 2 hours tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness.
All this for free.
All you guys are awesome. They gave us such good content.
Piss, poop, and afterbirth.
All righty.
Who knew?
Are we doing any more? Want to end with that kangaroo or no?
Oh, I'm sorry. The kangaroo. I forgot about the kangaroo.
I love that kangaroo. Oh, it's so hot here.
I didn't see this story.
So the kangaroo, this guy's dog, is that the guy's got a dog. It's out in the lake or something.
We're in Australia, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was in New York. There's a kangaroo trying
you
to...
You know, you don't
dog.
Fucking know where people keep their fucking kangaroos.
Okay. So. All right.
Oh, that thing's so terrifying.
Yeah, I can't feel fucking hitting. Look at my dog.
Oh my God, that thing is terrifying looking.
Yeah, it's like a middleweight fighter. I mean, it's just standing there.
Jesus.
It's got pieces out of its ear.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
a kick your ass gorilla.
Right. Gorilla. Apparently, he punched it and the thing grabbed him and knocked the phone out of his hand.
Yeah.
And it went into the water. And then the next thing you know, it's standing there ripped. And they bring it up and he puts the camera back on and the thing's just standing there like, it's got like, a six kangaroo's got a six
got
pack.
Abs.
Yeah.
Fucker's got abs. So basically the story was the preview to it when I had read it earlier. Well, because it popped up when I was at work as an alert, and I'm like, I have to click on this. I need to know more details. And basically, this guy was walking his dogs, several dogs, and one was missing. And he realized, like, he couldn't find one. And he said the dogs that were not missing, the ones with him, were very, like, acting odd, not going near the water. And then they realized that at one point the kangaroo was holding the dog underwater, holding it down. And when it came, it came back up and the dog started screaming and making noise. And that's how he noticed the kangaroo had his dog. And it literally was strangling it. So, which is disturbing. Because they look so cute, you know, in the distance.
I'm surprised the dog didn't try to bite or something, you know, kick.
He literally had it, like,
by his neck. Yeah.
Yeah, holding it. It was the most bizarre thing I'd seen. It was, I mean, I know they're dangerous, but I think it's just the spookiness of, like, oh, it's a cute little kangaroo. It's going to fucking murder you. So don't fuck with kangaroos.
Wiley Wendigo says, they'll kill you in the water. I didn't even know they went in water, to be honest with you. I had no idea. Either.
I wouldn't want to find one. And the fact that it's just standing there, staring him down.
Yeah, just sitting there looking at you like, what's up with you?
It's like, come on, let's do it.
I used to wear kangaroo tennis shoes in like third grade. You remember those things? Kangaroos, they had like the zipper pocket, the zipper pocket on the side. Put like your house key in there or your lunch money.
Yeah. So that I just couldn't get past the kangaroo. Oh my God.
I think we need Duchess t-shirts.
I think we need some tattoos.
Oh my.
All right. I guess that's it. I guess we've done it all. We've said it all. We've done it all.
I guess Sparky hadn't seen that before. Yeah. We opened the show with that.
That's why you get here at the beginning.
Yeah. All right. If you're live here with us, there is a link there for Discord. Come on over, sign up, hang out with us. We'll be over there after we get done here. If you're listening to this afterwards, there is a link in the show notes for this Discord. So come over there and check that out. We appreciate you being here. Let's see what I can have. Maybe I can embarrass myself more Wednesday night. Sparky Toaster says, I'm sorry I was late. I was peeing in a bottle.
Yeah,
so all right, everybody. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Come visit us in Discord. Bye. Oh, you forgot to answer the question.
What's the question? Hold on. What question?
Oh, the Discord question. Well, he's not watching anyway. So fuck.
Oh, okay. So no answer for you. All right. Sorry, Wing Wong. You're out.
Yeah. We'll be right back.